Hi folks, True Badger here in the Big Scary Newsroom with an important message. Over the next few shows, we'll be rolling out some new formats and changing the way we do the news. We'll still be bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and information you've come to expect, but we're wanting to rebrand ourselves a bit, and frankly, gain a few more listeners. So expect a few changes over the next few weeks as we continue to scour the globe to bring you all the latest news in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. Remember, if you have news, email it to us at news@bigscaryshow.com and we'll put it on the air. Again, thank you to Froggy's Fog, for whom we are proud to call our title sponsor. And now, without further ado, here is the latest Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Start out with a bit of sad news from the world of film. Joe Fleischiger, the 500-pound actor who was enormously popular with trauma fans, thanks to his performances in several farcical horror movies churned out by the ultra-low-budget company, died May 23rd at age 62. He suffered from morbid obesity and congestive heart failure and likely died of a heart attack. The actor had a recurring walk-on role in the 1980s on David Letterman's late-night show at NBC, sometimes playing the comic's father or son. A native of Brooklyn who grew up in the neighborhood of Borough Park, Fleischiger appeared very briefly in Woody Allen's Radio Days and then played an Apocalypse Inc. executive in the comic trauma superhero films The Toxic Avenger Part 2 and Part 3 The Last Temptation of Toxie, both released in 1989. He followed up with Troma's Sergeant Kabuki Man, NYPD, The Troma System, Tromeo and Juliet, Terror Firmer, Citizen Toxie, The Toxic Avenger 4, where he played Lardass, the sidekick of the Toxic Avenger, and Poultrygeist, Night of the Chicken Dead. Fleischiger's final two credits were I Spill Your Guts and Trash-tastic with Lloyd Kaufman. In 2012, he was admitted to a hospital and eventually managed to lose 160 pounds. Fleischiger, who never married and had no children, is survived by his brother Simon. The Big Scary Show and Big Scary News offers up our condolences to the family, friends, and fans of Joe Fleischiger and offers up this moment of silence. We have this news from HauntedIllinois.com. Attention, haunters! The staff of HauntedIllinois.com is proud to announce our third annual Haunter Horde Gathering, which will be held at the Bristol Renaissance Fair in Kenosha, Wisconsin, on Saturday, July 9th. We have reserved Cotswold Commons, a private party area on the fairgrounds, exclusively for Haunter Horde attendees. During the day, there will be numerous activities, including a character creation contest, a scavenger hunt, and a raffle with more than $3,000 worth of prizes from several prominent haunted house vendors. We'll also be hosting a dead silent auction and taking donations, with all proceeds going to 501c3 charities Don't Be a Monster and Scares the Care. This event is a great opportunity for you to meet and interact with other haunters. While you're there, you can enjoy the festive atmosphere of the Renaissance Fair. Haunter Horde is open to anyone in the haunted attraction industry, including but not limited to owners, operators, actors, makeup artists, set designers, and builders. Regardless of whether you're associated with a large-scale commercial attraction or a home haunt, come on out. It's going to be a blast, so be sure to save the date. Get more information at facebook.com/groups/haunterhorde or haunterhorde.com. We have this news from the Clarksville Zombie Hunters in Cunningham, Tennessee. Clarksville Zombie Hunters, a zombie paintball hayride experience. Do you have what it takes? Become a real zombie hunter and save humanity. For the 2016 season, our fundraising goal is set at $22,670. We hope you'll come out and enjoy hunting zombies to help us meet our fundraising goal. Part of every ticket sold goes to help the charities with which we partner. This year, expect lower prices, even more excitement, and a truly explosive show. Get more information at facebook.com/ClarksvilleZombieHunters or ClarksvilleZombieHunters.com. We have this news from the Dark Hour Haunted Attraction in Plano, Texas. The Dark Hour Witches have not always had a public hold over Coven Manor. In the late 1960s, the manor became Annabelle Noir's school for troubled girls. Young women sought refuge in the twisting halls and dark rooms that filled the space of the school. The manor itself and the spirits the walls contain conspire to make the little girls instruments of ancient dark forces. Travel through an almost all-female cast as Dark Hour pays homage to what the world is truly afraid of, possessed little girls. June 17th and June 18th, Dark Hour presents Summer Spirits. Get more information at facebook.com/darkhourhaunt. We have this news from Netherworld Haunted Attraction in Atlanta. Zombie Rampage Live is a live-action video game-like zombie shooting experience. You and your team will use infrared military training replicas to clear apocalyptic and infested areas where the undead have invaded. The zombies will be wearing cutting-edge headshot targets that will flash to indicate a hit. Beware, some zombies may need to be hit more than once to be taken down. Wearing your end-of-the-world clothing and gear is encouraged, as is listening closely to your orders. Your survival may depend on it. You will be immersed in an apocalyptic world where survival is your only goal. And now, Zombie Rampage Live is coming to Netherworld. Due to overwhelming demand, time slots have been added for Thursday, June 16th. Tickets are going extremely fast, so get yours before it's all sold out. There are possibly some tickets available on Saturday during the day, so get your tickets and more info today at fearworld.com. We have an update on McCamey Manor and Dystopia. Considering their growing popularity among more adventurous and daring horror audiences, it's no wonder why the cult-like atmosphere of extreme immersive haunts is becoming an art form in and of itself. Of course, one of the most controversial figures in that area would be Russ McCamey, whose McCamey Mansion and other full-contact haunt experiences have led to protests, regional bans, and psychological scars for the unprepared. Following his exile from his successful Long Island-based haunt, McCamey has teamed up with New York horror collective Fringe Horror Theater to create his latest immersive experience, Dystopia, which has finally found a pair of venues daring enough to bring it to life. On U.S. shores, the one-night-only full-contact extreme haunt experience, Dystopia, will be presented exclusively at the Haunted Scare House, 105 West Dewey Avenue, Building A in Wharton, New Jersey, on Saturday, June 18th. The adult-only event requires a valid ID, recommends attendees wear secondhand or disposable clothing, and all participants must sign a waiver before entering Dystopia. Meanwhile, Dystopia will cross the Atlantic when Atmosphere Scare Entertainment offers the experience under the companion banner Snuff House on August 20th and 27th at Scare Kingdom Screen Park, Hawkshaw Farm Park, Longsight Road, and Clayton LaDale in Blackburn. Get more information at McCameyManor.com. We have this news on the upcoming Rock and Shock event in Worcester, Mass. It's our lucky 13th show. It's also our Baker's Dozen show, but there aren't any horror movies about a killer bakery chef that I know of. We hope you can get the weekend of October 14th through the 16th free and join us for what should be another memorable weekend of meeting movie maniacs, musical madness, and merchandise magnificence. Happening at the Palladium in DCU Center in Worcester, Massachusetts, Rock and Shock brings the best in rock and roll and horror entertainment. Get all the details as they become available at facebook.com/rockandshockusa or rockandshock.com. We have an update from Boneyard FX and Midsummer Scream coming to Long Beach, California. Veteran special effects makeup artist Larry Bones and his world-class team of artists from Boneyard FX will turn a host of volunteers into savage creatures that will roam the show floor and Hall of Shadows during this summer's Midsummer Scream Halloween Festival, July 30th through the 31st at the Long Beach Convention Center. Bones, whose film credits include Congo, Outbreak, and Shallow Hal, will oversee the transformation of dozens of volunteers throughout the weekend to populate the entire Midsummer Scream venue, from the ominous Hall of Shadows to the vendor and exhibitor show floor and beyond. For the past 10 years, Larry has overseen the makeup needs for Universal Studios Hollywood Halloween Horror Nights. Alice in Terrorland is the theme Larry chose this year for the photo op portion of Boneyard's sprawling booth on the show floor. brave guests will be able to pose and have their photos taken with the dark vixen Alice and Rancid Rabbit, a towering creature straight out of your childhood nightmares. To ensure everyone gets a great photo at the Boneyard booth, D-Star Photography will be in place the whole weekend taking complimentary professional photos that can be downloaded following the show from their Facebook page. Another portion of the Boneyard space will be dedicated to FX Faces, the company's prosthetic and makeup supply division. July will be just the right time to purchase the perfect demon, troll, or vampire face for Halloween. Boneyard will have everything you need to become the most frightening ghoul on your block or most hideous creature at your office party this fall. Boneyard FX will also have a special guest at their booth, David Naughton, beloved for his starring role in American Werewolf in London as David Kessler. Mr. Naughton will be available for autographs throughout the entire weekend. Individuals interested in becoming Midsummer Scream monsters at the hands of Larry and his team should contact him directly at larry@boneyardfx.com as soon as possible. Please note that only those with haunt experience will be eligible for this opportunity and will be screened by Boneyard FX. Volunteers selected will be admitted free of charge to Midsummer Scream and will need to be able to work in character for the duration of the day that they wish to participate. Additional information on Boneyard FX and FX Faces can be found at www.boneyardfx.com. And tickets are now on sale, and new information regarding Midsummer Scream is being updated frequently at midsummerscream.org. We have this news from The Scare Factor. Attention all haunters, The Scare Factor has activated its customer voting system. The haunts with the most votes will make our 2016 Top 31 Must-See Haunts list that will be released sometime just before haunt season begins. Will your haunt make the cut? Send your customers to our haunted house directory so they can cast their votes today. Results are instantly displayed on every attractions listing. Go to thescarefactor.com/haunted-house-directory for more information, and happy haunting. And finally, we have a pair of updates regarding the Midwest Haunters Convention. A Haunter Slider Exhibition Extravaganza, both Saturday and Sunday. MHC is providing a slider track on the trade show floor and will be having a first-of-its-kind Haunters Slide-Off Competition. If you are a haunt slider, bring your gear, dress the part, and be prepared to strut your stuff in front of a crowd. You must be 16 and up and sign an insurance waiver prior to participating, and advance sign-up is suggested but not required. Email Crazy Bob and Beth Turner at hauntedhydro@sbcglobal.net if you're interested in participating, and we'll send you a form to fill out and return us to us as soon as possible, or bring it to MHC. It's free to all who participate. However, a limited number of slots are available per session. Get more information about MHC 2016 at MidwestHauntersConvention.com. Also, the Scaratorium highlights the Friday night bus tour with a tour of two major attractions, the Northland Asylum and Rip's Funhouse in 3D. In addition, guests will have the opportunity to tour one of the three-minute escape rooms, the first three-minute escape rooms in the haunted attraction industry. They'll also be giving tours of their costume and makeup rooms while providing guests with White Castle sliders and beverages. This is a private event. Tickets must be purchased through the Midwest Haunters Convention website in advance at registration on Friday or at the Scaratorium. Tickets are $55, which includes everything described plus bus transportation. Combo tickets that include a party at Flanagan's are $99. The Scaratorium will have over 100 actors and support staff to entertain guests. You'll have the opportunity to see scenes never experienced at a haunted attraction before. They are the originators of some of the newest scares in the industry. Bring your actors for an opportunity to experience one of the most talked about haunts in the country, and get more info at scaratorium.com. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home hunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Tonight's interview is with Joe Ripple of the Scares That Cares convention, coming to Williamsburg, Virginia, and was recorded at the Mad Monster Party in Charlotte in March 2016.
Here we go. Hello, everybody. Drew Badger here. We're live in my hometown, Charlotte, North Carolina, at the Mad Monster Party. Having a great time at Mad Monster, but also looking forward to heading up to Williamsburg, Virginia, late July, the 22nd through the 24th, for the Scares That Care weekend. Unfortunately, by the time you're hearing this, Mad Monster is over, but Scares That Care is an absolute amazing thing that they got going on. It's a charity 503C. They help people, and they help real people in need, and they've got an amazing auction going on here at Mad Monster, and I'm assuming in other places they auction off great things. They have donation days. They pick some families that are desperately in need of assistance, especially in the area of children and things like that, and they make a lot of money at this convention. Scares That Care, entering its third year, and they divvy up that money, and they have a great time. I've got Joe Ripple, the organizer of the event. Joe, it's great to see you, as always. We've been here Scares That Care a couple of years in a row, and it's a fantastic thing you've got going on there.
Well, thank you, and we really couldn't do it without the help of people like Eben and his entire crew of the Mad Monster Party Convention. They are super fine people, wonderful supporters of what it is that we're trying to do, and they give us the opportunity to come here, intermingle with the fans, hold an auction. And you just don't find that kind of support from every convention out there. So we're really thankful.
It's really nice that it's not considered competing. Technically you are, because you're looking at the same celebrities that they are and the same vendors that they are, and at some point. But it's not a competition. They're actually saying, come here, talk to our people. If you want our people to go there, then, you know, here you are talking to them, whatever. Get some great items for auction, because it all goes to help families.
And that's true, and really when you get down to it, the things we are in competition with are the things that are affecting the families that we're trying to help. And Eben recognizes that, and our shows are far enough apart where we can coexist peacefully, sure, as it were, and have a good symbiotic relationship. You know, we tweet about this convention to our 200,000-plus social media followers, so we help them get the word out, and in exchange, they help us by allowing us to do what we do here. So it really is a good... It really is a good working relationship. We have the same working relationship with Gina Migliozzi from Rock and Shock. And it's just up in Massachusetts. And it's just a really nice, fun way to interact with each other, support each other, what it is that we're trying to do. And in the long run, you know, hopefully be lucky enough to help quite a few families in need.
And it's not just horror items that you've had for sale. You've got, of course, you've got... And let's make some people jealous here, what they've missed here at Mad Monster. And no doubt you're going to have same quality items that Scares That Care. But you're giving away a gremlin from the movie Gremlins. That's big, and that's beautiful and ugly and hideous and terrifying. And it could be yours if you're entering the auction. You've got wrestling photos. You've got Ric Flair and John Cena and stuff that was donated by Charles Robinson, who's a WWE and very frequent Mad Monster Party attendee, who is a referee in the wrestling biz. You've got all this amazing stuff that people have just, you know, taken their time energy, and they've autographed DVDs and posters and all sorts of cool stuff. And you have this stuff also at Scares of Care, but, you know, not these items themselves, but you have a similar big auction at Scares of Care.
That's correct, yeah. We have a live auction here. We'll have a silent auction at Scares of Care, which is kind of like the poor man's eBay. We'll have a form underneath of it, and you write your name and what you want to pay for it. We start the items, relatively low price. $1 to $5 is what most of these items will start at. And the person who has their hand up and bids the most money at the end, when I'm done calling it, they take home the prize, whatever that top dollar is. So if I pick up a photo and it's, Ric Flair that's been autographed, and somebody only wants to bid $5 on it, well, guess what? They just got a Ric Flair autograph for $5.
And Scares of Care has $5 more than they had before.
And that's really the thing that matters, is that we had $5 more than what we had before. Because without, working with the crowd and working with these other promoters, we wouldn't be able to do what we're trying to do.
Now, you are July 22nd through the 24th in Williamsburg, Virginia. You're only about a quarter mile from the entrance to Busch Gardens, so there's a lot of tourists down there. There's a lot of foot traffic that just kind of comes in for the day, but yet the host hotel that you're having this in, is it sold out? Because last year, about this time, that hotel was already sold out.
Yes, our host hotel has been sold out of rooms since October.
Oh my goodness.
And we have completely sold out of our main vendor's room as of today.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. We do have some additional vendor area rooms up on the second floor of the conference center where our haunted house is,
yes,
which is a big attraction, so a lot of people travel up to the second floor.
You've got some real quirky stuff on that second floor too, vendors-wise.
Oh, yeah. And you mentioned Busch Gardens, and we really try to do a lot of stuff for the kids. Like, for example, Saturday at 1 o'clock, we take the kids on a full-on trick-or-treat, and we have candy stations set up throughout the celebrity room, the vendor's room, and at the end, whatever candy I have left over, I divvy it up and just scoop handfuls of candy in each kid's basket, and they love it. On Sunday this year, we're doing something brand new. For kids of 5 to 12, we're doing a zombie hunt. So we have Nerf guns that are ready, and we have actors that are ready to portray zombies, and they'll be the very slow Romero-type zombies. So the kids can, go on a zombie. It's like a mini Walking Dead.
Are they going to be just, like, scattered around the rooms and the floors and everything, or are they just going to be in one big room and you just have to go after them?
No, they'll be scattered all over the place. We want to make it kind of fun and interactive for the kids. But, again, we're not trying to make it so scary that the kids won't have fun. It's more about making the zombies kind of obviously zombified, but goofy zombie, like Plants versus Zombies. So it'll be really fun for the kids, and they'll get to shoot zombies and stuff like that.
And of course, again, being a horror con, you've brought in some very high-quality celebrities over the past few years. People that names that everybody has heard of. I know you've already announced some guests. What are a couple of the names of people that will be appearing this time, subject to change, of course?
Sure, subject to change based on their filming and availability. But we have, the perennial favorites like Kane Hodder and Dee Wallace. And, but then we've reached out and we've gotten other people like Brooke Smith, who is the girl in the pit on Silence of the Lambs. She's coming. We have a photo op, what we call a Cobra Kai photo op, with Billy Zabka and Martin Cove.
Sweep the leg,
who are the bad guys in the movie The Karate Kid. So you get to do a photo op with them, and it'll be a green screen behind you. So we're going to interlace a karate school backdrop.
Nice.
On the green screen, so when people get their pictures taken, it'll be very nice. And we've got about 5 more celebrity guest announcements that we haven't announced yet, so if people want to check that out, they can go to scaresofcareweekend.com and just click on guests, and they can see everybody who we announced so far.
That's a perfect segue. I was going to say, your website is scaresofcareweekend.com, but yet you also have scaresofcare.org, which does a little bit more than just work with the convention.
Yes, it does. The convention is an event, but scaresofcare.org, that is the charity entity in and of itself, and that's where we do a lot of updating about the families that we're trying to help, who we're bringing into the convention, but who our state reps are, so it gives people a chance to meet the state reps. Donation days, we let people know about donation days and the prizes that are associated with those. So scaresofcare.org is the parent company, if you will. scaresofcareweekend.com, that's just one of our events.
And you have things like Donation Day, where a random date, maybe a Friday the 13th or something, people can just randomly donate items or prizes or cash to help those families.
Indeed, indeed. We try to offer anywhere between 18 to 25 prizes. And for every $5 you donate, you get a number assigned to you. And at the end of the donation day, we use a random number generator. And if your number pops up, we let you know and you get to pick one of the prizes. So it's really fun. We have a lot of repeat donors that come just for the donation day, and we have a really good time doing it.
And as I was there year one and year two, and it has just grown exponentially. And as you said, vendor room sold out, and it is late March at this point, so I can't imagine how much bigger this is going to be come late July. You know, it's a family-friendly area. You've got the big water park. It's the Tidewater Virginia Busch Gardens, Colonial Williamsburg. I can't see any reason why the kids are out for summer. Why not make a long, long weekend? Go to Colonial Williamsburg, go to Busch Gardens, go to Scares That Care, and have yourself a great time.
Yeah, and we really try to do a lot of stuff for everybody. And all the net proceeds, obviously we got to pay the hotel bills and things like that, but after the net proceeds are done, all of that money goes to the families in need. We're all volunteers, so I don't make a penny off of this. My volunteers don't make a penny off of this. It's all to help support those people that are in need, and we're trying to show the world that people who enjoy this genre can be just as kind and giving as anybody else.
Have you been nominated for sainthood yet?
No, and I don't want it. You know, we've been nominated for awards, but we don't do this for awards. You know, we do it because it's the right thing to do, and we've been nominated for things like the Rondo Awards and things like that, which, you know, last year I asked them, you know, please take us off the ballot because it's not about getting an award for us. Our reward is when we give the checks. That's the reward. That's what we're supposed to do.
And that's a shame because I wanted to say Rondo Award-winning Scares That Care Weekend, which might generate a little extra publicity, but that's okay. Once again, those websites for the main charity and for the event for Scares That Care Weekend are, and of course, social media, Facebook, Twitter, etc., where people can get more information, buy tickets, check out the lineups of everything, donate, and all that great stuff that is Scares That Care.
Sure, you can go to scaresthatcare.org. That is the parent company. And when you go there, there's actually a link. We have a new store up so people can support us by buying Scares That Care merchandise, T-shirts, wristbands, things like that. And if people want to check out the convention, it's scaresthatcareweekend.com. And I don't want people to panic when they hear that the hotel is sold out because, again, you mentioned Williamsburg. It's Yorktown, Jamestown.
There's a couple of hotels in the area.
There's like 10 other hotels that are really close by. So that's scaresthatcareweekend.com, and they can click on guests, and they'll be able to see all the celebrities that we've announced so far.
One last question. What incredibly wacky thing is Joe Ripple going to be doing during the event? You've jumped into snowbanks. You've worn bras filled with cash. What's the 2016 wacky thing Joe's doing?
Well, it's going to be a combination bra and a couple of authors, Armand Rosamia and Mark Tufo, who are coming to our event. Put out a challenge to their readers that if they raised $2,500 in support of Scares That Care, that not only will they, but myself and author Brian Keene will wear a kilt. So I will be in a bra and a kilt on Saturday night. But
now, I wear a kilt. There's kilts out here. Kilts rock.
Right, but I don't wear a kilt, so you've asked me what crazy thing I'm going to be doing, and that's going to be that. But no, you never know what's going to happen. You know, we might come up with some crazy idea at the last minute, you know, and then we just take off and we just go with it. You know, kind of like diving in a snowbank. You know, it was only cold for a couple of minutes,
The internet lasts forever.
The internet lasts forever, and I'm sure that when my daughter hits her teen years, that'll be
fun. And I'm going to send her the pic of you in the big pink bra from year one.
Yes, yes. But, you know, one of the things that we're really trying to hope to do this year is just really embrace a lot more of the people, get them to come out to the show and just have a good time, and that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. Joe, it's an honor and a pleasure to make your acquaintance and to consider you our friend of the show and for Scares That Care Weekend. Once again, scaresthatcare.org, scaresthatcareweekend.com. Go down to the Tidewater of Southern Virginia. It's a beautiful area. July, they have air conditioning, so it's not that horrible. Go to Busch Gardens, go to Colonial Williamsburg, go to the convention. And as they say, they fight the real monsters out there, and you can too. By contributing to Scares That Care. The Big Scary Show is very proud to be a supporter of that, and we'll be out there, hopefully, if Joe lets us, and bring you lots more information on that. Once again, Joe Ripple of scaresatcare.org. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us here at the Big Scary Show at the Mad Monster Party in Charlotte. My name is Drew Badger. We are out. Thank you so much. We'd like to thank Prelude to a Nightmare and the CD Dark Ride for providing the music for this episode. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Big Scary News. We wish to thank Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, www.froggiesfog.com. Remember to listen to the current Big Scary Show for even more news and information, including the Haunt Minute, Face Your Fears, great music from the Haunt Rocker, and the soon-to-be-famous Roundtable of Terror. Get all that and more only at BigScaryShow.com. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and others. This is Drew Badger signing off for the Big Scary News.